This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Irving Rivera, IRVINGRIVERA, date of birth 12/16/1960, date of appointment 10/10/2023, requesting physician Joshua Carlson, JOSHUSEARLSON. Dear Dr. Carlson, I have the pleasure of seeing Irving Rivera today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 62-year-old right-handed Hispanic man who is having spasm of the left foot toes, which stays for about 10 minutes. He is also having left forearm twitching and spasm for about 5 to 10 minutes. And then stop itself. Left foot is doing same thing, but they are separate. Left big toe, no feeling, no problem. On the right side, he has a history of fall several times. Past medical history, chronic low back pain, cramps of the lower extremity, hyperlipidemia, anemia, osteoarthritis, diabetes, vitamin D deficiency. Past surgical history, arthroscopy, wisdom tooth extraction, allergy to codeine. Medications, atorvastatin, celecoxib, loratadine, metformin, sitagliptin, valsartan, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is retired, he is single, is with the parent, no children, live with the partner, no children. Family is the mother deceased, father deceased. He has half sister and half brother who are alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found he has a lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, trouble walking, poor control of the bladder. Physical examination, blood pressure 140/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen soft bowels on present next apple. There is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented. Time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, except left hand grip 4/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 62-year-old right-handed Hispanic man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, focal seizure. Number 2, cervical radiculopathy. Number 3, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 4, peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph. His history is suggestive of probably focal seizure. because it is an intermittent finding, but cervical radiculopathy is another possibility. I would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremity. I would like to order MRI of the brain and EEG. I would like to see him back in my office when all this tests will be done. He may need MRI of the C-spine if necessary. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.